Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one of the lucky dip today comes from... Actually, I've got two people with pretty much the same question, so I've popped them together. Susan says, my biggest battle issue is how to dress a large stomach and a bigger bust without looking sloppy. The rest of my body is fine, but I'm 5'1", so short, petite, and look bigger than I really am because of these issues. And Shaloni has said, my biggest struggle is that I have a huge bust area. It always makes me look super bulky. My limbs are quite thin compared to the center region. I do not have a bulging tummy too. It's just that the bust stands out too much and it doesn't allow any piece of clothing to suit me and makes me feel self-conscious. Can you help me? So a couple of things to think about. When we've got a very large bust, things to think about are wearing lower necklines really rather than higher necklines. It tends to open up the upper body area. Making sure that things like the arm, the sleeve holes on arms aren't too deep. That will also add extra bulk to your torso. Think about wearing darker coloured tops rather than lighter ones. So a darker coloured top will help to make the area visually recede, and then wearing lighter on the bottom, for example, will help to make that advance so it becomes less of a focal point. And it doesn't have to be dark, it just has to be darker than what you're wearing it with. But, you know, like darker than medium really is where I'm going, but I wouldn't go dark necessarily unless you are, you know, suiting really dark colours naturally. So darker. Then also thinking about larger scale jewellery and accessories in like around your face. So larger scale necklaces up above the bust rather than long ones. And also, or larger scale earrings, whichever you choose. They will also help to draw attention up to your face and distract from the size of your bust. And also too, is you've got a tummy, whether you've got the tummy or you don't have the tummy, the darker top will also help make your tummy recede. Then you can put things like a jacket or something over the top that creates vertical lines that actually slim down your torso as well. So just wearing a top, you may look larger than if you wear a top and a jacket. And also having things that actually come in again, instead of being loose and flowing, they need to come in again at the waist. Otherwise, you will just look big and bulky all over. What else? Be very wary with patterns like stripes or checks. Anything that is a pattern that is a straight pattern will stretch over a large bust or a large tummy and will actually then look bent, and it's going to be more obvious. It's going to, you know, highlight that area has more curves to it. So if you want to wear patterns, that's fine. Think about dense, busy patterns. So patterns where there's no start and stop. So things like leopard prints are an example of a dense, busy pattern, or a small page or something that's curvy and dense. So what happens then is it becomes distracting and the eye doesn't stop and look, but make sure it's not getting stretched out over the top of where your bust is. And what else can I think about with a large bust? So when we've got, you know, so we want to provide a distraction. So we can think about using our principles of illusion principles. So things like dark recedes, light advances. So wearing darker colours on your upper body, lighter on your lower body. Then thinking about using, you know, the kind of lower necklines, the larger scale necklace is one of our illusion of scale. Putting something large next to something small helps to also, putting something large next to something large helps to make that area look smaller. So using that illusion as well. And I've got some blog posts on how to, you know, make a large bust look less large. But when you do have a very large bust, it will make you look overall bigger. And it's there's not a lot you can do with it. Also think about the kind of bra you're wearing. That if your breasts come out to the side a lot, minimizers, what they're trying to do is actually squish you into your chest. But what they actually do is kind of flatten you up, but actually send you sideways. And so they don't actually make you look smaller, versus a bra that was more out front rather than outside can actually make your torso look a bit slimmer as well. So do try different styles of bras on, and don't assume that minimizers are the only way to go when you have a large bust, because sometimes I actually think they have a less flattering line. Be wary of things like shirts with buttons. Like, they're just never going to button up nicely. So I go for things that don't have buttons up the center. And What else can I think about? So think about our illusion of line. So thinking about horizontals and verticals. So if horizontal lines broaden, make sure you have no horizontal lines, you know, over the midpoint of your bust. So don't have sleeve that end at about the midpoint of your bust. Don't have bust pockets on shirts. Be wary of those sort of horizontal lines. Now, the shoulder pad kind of thing can actually help to make your bust look a little bit smaller. So the trend for the power shoulder certainly isn't one that I would shy away from too much with a larger bust, because it can actually help to provide a bit of balance to it. And then thinking about, like, so the horizontals, like, so we can put horizontals up higher or down lower, but just not around them. And then using our verticals to elongate and slim. And then we provide our focal point, our distraction, using the jewelry. The lower neckline opens up the bust. You know, it doesn't make it appear as bulky. And then large scale jewelry around your neck is going to help to distract from it. But yes, a larger bust can make you look a bit bigger through the torso. And just making sure your clothes fit can make a difference as well, because it's very hard to shop when you have an outsized bust, because you have to buy to fit your bust. And then often you need to have the rest of the garment taken in, because otherwise then the whole thing looks too big. And it's being really aware that you're probably going to need alterations on all your clothes. So hopefully there's a few little tips there to help you make your busts look a little smaller. Next question comes from Anne, who says, I'm struggling with getting older. In the first place, with the colours to wear, with going grey and the big changes in my face. Styling things gets difficult for me as I go from an hourglass to a rectangle shape. Now I have no waist, no belts, no paper bag. And I've also lost my proud posture because of the position of my shoulders, and I do not like my bigger boobs. It makes me feel unhappy with dull hair and hair loss, and also I've lost the sparkling blue eyes and my smile. Now, I think, you know, I understand when we get older, we lose pigment. So if you're losing the pigment from your hair, yes, it is getting more dull. But you can use shampoos and things to actually make your grey hair a little bit more kind of shiny and interesting. This is where some of the silver shampoos come in. You also lose pigment from your eyes, and this is where they aren't as bright a blue as they used to be. But if you wear the right colours that they used, like, you know, your eye enhancers, so whatever colour they might be, so you had sparkling blue eyes. So wearing the right blues that aren't too bright will actually make your eyes look brighter and sparkle more. So when we're thinking about colours with age, when we have bright colouring, brighter colours suit us. As we go greyer, we need to soften down the colours we're wearing so that what we're doing is making us be the star and us to shine. If you continue to wear really bright colours, you actually look more dull, and the colours you're wearing look really bright and become the feature. So particularly then if you've got body shape changes like you're talking about, where you're having to learn to dress a whole new shape. Now, some of us have a rectangle shape our entire life. So be thankful that you got to wear the waisted shapes when you were younger, and now learn how to dress your rectangle shape. Just because, you know, the old styles don't work for you, don't mean that there aren't new styles that are actually going to look fabulous on you and make you look amazing. So get the information about your rectangle body shape and start changing how you are dressing. Because I think if you keep trying to wear the old styles, you're going to feel more dissatisfied. Versus if you start embracing the new styles that actually work for the body you have now, you'll actually start to feel much more better about yourself. And I always think with aging, be happy you're still here. There's plenty of people who sadly have lost the chance of being here. And, you know, they have passed on, you know, without actually having reached that part of their life, who would be very happy to be here. So I think, you know, you can put the smile on. The smile doesn't go. That's a choice you have. But do think about, like, yes, you need to change the colours. You need to soften down the colours. You need to lighten up the colours. And they will make you look much better. Think about, you know, like, talk to your hairdresser about, you know, what shampoos or products, you know, there's shine sprays and things like that to make your hair look more lively. And then, of course, learn to dress the new body that you have, the body you have now, and appreciate that body for what it's actually doing for you and allowing you to enjoy in this world, rather than feeling lost and sad for what you used to have. Last question today comes from Raquel, who says, I dread the thought of looking cheap. I'd like to think I do not, but I don't know because I just do my best. What helps someone look expensive beyond being rich? Which is also subjective, but I'm definitely not rich. So things that make garments look cheap. are things like poor quality construction. If you can see like large stitches and they're very obvious on the garment and then they've run out of thread and then they've gone back over and you can see where the stitches have been, you know, run over, that's a sign of a poor quality garment. So it tends to look cheaper. Also poor quality fabric. So look for better quality fabrics. Generally you'll find anything with three or less. So two is often good fibers. One fiber can be good as well. One or two fibers, three or less. As soon as we get to four or five different fibers, the garment won't wear well and that'll look cheap really quickly. And they'll sometimes do this where with a knit, where they'll put like there might be a bit of nylon, a bit of acrylic, a bit of wool, and then they'll, you know, a bit of, you know, elastane, and then they'll chuck a tiny bit of cashmere in there to say it's a cashmere jumper, when in fact there's a minuscule amount of cashmere in there. And what'll happen is because of all the other fibers in the big mix that you've got there, it starts to pill really easily and it doesn't wash well and it doesn't wear well. So think of three or less fibers. Three is your maximum number of different fibers in a garment for the garment to wear better. Look at things like the tightness of the weave. It's a bit like when we're looking at bed sheets, that we know that 1,000 thread count is a much closer weave and a higher quality thread count sheet than a 200 thread count or a 180 thread count. And you can even see when you see the cheap sheets, you can see this, the air between or the space between the cotton as it's, you know, the warp and the weft as it is woven versus those expensive sheets. What we are seeing is it's all very dense. And so look for the same things. When you see a cheap fabric, and you'll know when you look at it, the fabric, you just go, oh, that fabric looks cheap, and it often has a cheap feel to it. Just stay away from cheap fabrics. Look for, so the finish on garments, the fit of your garments, that's another thing. It doesn't matter how expensive it is. If the fit doesn't fit, it will always look cheaper than if it fits well. And so this is where sometimes an alteration makes a huge difference. When something fits you well, it looks more made for you, it looks more bespoke, and so therefore it has a higher, more expensive look about it. Be wary of things that have got pilled, and this is why that fabric is really important. So when something gets pilled, it gets stains, or it starts looking worn, it's going to look cheap as well. So things like construction and fabric are two really key things. Be wary of big things like gaudy patterns, which are going to date really quickly, also tend to look cheap. So when we think about what are the classic patterns, something like a Breton stripe is a very classic pattern. And it may not be expensive, but it doesn't ever look cheap in the same way as whatever is the latest, you know, floral print or whatever it might be, that could date more quickly, or if there's a particular print that's in pattern. That's in fashion. So there's a bunch of different things we can think about. And looking even things for like accessories. Don't like avoid plastic. Go for glass or metal rather than plastic. But then don't go for something that's plated that when it wears off, it looks, you know, it looks cheap again. Often too, you know, like too much going on can start to look cheap. But sometimes you might get a more expensive garment. And this is where your personality comes into it, where you may like something more interesting. And so it's in the construction. Is it done well or is it done so it looks cheap? And this is why often classic clothes do look, you know, more, you know, kind of more sophisticated, because they are simpler, they're more structured. You know, looking at the seams on shoulders, that if you've got puckering and stuff like that on the in any kind of you know, around necklines, if it's a cheap construction, you'll get a bit of puckering there. Look at how patterns line up. So if you've got, say, a checked shirt and there's pockets or something on it, how does the stripe from one piece hit the next one, or even the side? So if you've got some sort of check and when they've sewn them together, they've not matched those stripes up, instead they're more like that, that just makes the garment look cheaper as well. So how patterns fit together from one piece to the next is another little thing to check out to make something look more expensive. So really, you know, fit, fabric, construction are your big things as far as cheap or expensive and how they look. And then just having things that suit you. When clothes look like they're a representation of your personality, when they are expressing who you are, they always look better quality because they suit you. They're in harmony with you. They're in balance with you. Versus when you put on something that is unrelated to you, it will stand out more and it will be more obvious, and so it never looks as good because it looks like you don't know yourself, and that's something that might like feel a little bit cheap too. So there are a few little things to think about if you're thinking about what looks cheaper and what looks more expensive. And hopefully you've got a few tips here today. And of course, if you want to know more about the exact colours that suit you and what suits your shape and what you should really be looking for and when body shape changes and how to adjust to those things, all that's inside my 7 Steps of Style program. So if you are looking for the style education, that actually is developed around you and your uniqueness, not trying to fit you into a box, then this is the program for you. So head over to the blog, check out Discover My Programs and look at 7 Steps to Style, and I'll be there to help you really find what works exactly for you now with the body you have today, the colouring you have today, for the person you are today. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.